Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It's Wiz Khalifa and Snoop Dogg, as well as Ty Dolla $ign on one song, You and Your Friends. We also checked out Janelle Monae, and we had Skipper by Chester House Prince. Captain Twazi featuring Chester House Prince. All yeah, right. Yeah. Thank you so much for choosing us. Now, we've been telling you about Alina. Alina is our program director behind the scenes here with Fresh FM.
Yes.
And she recently was selected to be a Nelson Mandela Washington Fellow. And she is spending her time in the States. And she, was it like 2 weeks ago that she left?
Yeah, yeah. Two, three weeks ago.
Yeah, and she's going to be there for about 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And every week she is, or we're going to check in with her and understand what's happening that side in America. And how she's keeping up with whatever it is that she's experiencing in the first world country. Let's quickly check in with Osi Arlina.
Yep.
Hey, NSK and Shaquan. Alina here checking in. So the one thing that I've learned this week, or just really being in the US, is something in regards to tax. So when you get an item at the store, when you go shopping, the item that's displayed on the store is not necessarily the item that you're going to, it's not necessarily the amount that's going to be that you're going to pay at the till, because the tax is not added on that amount. So you're in the store, you see something is $2. It's not $2 when you get to the till. It's probably going to be $3 or $2, $79 or 75 cents or whatever, because of the fact that the tax is not calculated. When it's on the shelf, it's calculated at the till. So that's something that's really new. Whereas in Namibia, everything is already calculated. You see something is $21. It's going to be $21 once you get to the till.
To the till, yeah.
So, yeah, that's something new that I learned. And also, I think really what I've been trying to identify, meeting with a lot of African countries, with a lot of people from other African countries, is so rewarding. And you get to really know like where you guys are similar and how we're so different. We're so different, yet we're the same people, but we're so different in the way that we operate and that we do things. So I've noticed that, like, for instance, like Francophone countries, they have a certain commonality amongst each other, like other Francophone countries, because they obviously share that colonial history. So they get to have a lot of commonalities amongst each other. So someone from Cote d'Ivoire, someone from Burkina Faso, they can relate a lot because they share the same colonial master and they have certain commonalities within themselves as people. And so I found that, like, for example, for Namibia, I really have no one to relate to besides South Africa, which we share the apartheid history. But in a sense that I have found that it's not, there isn't one Namibian identity, and I don't know what that Namibian identity is. And maybe that's where you guys can help me, where the audience can help me. What do you think is our Namibian identity? Because our country is so diverse, where people often tend to associate their tribes as their identity, their dialects as their identity. What do we associate ourselves without taking that away? What is a Namibian identity to you? What does that mean to you? Without taking away that I am Nama, I'm Damara, what is your Namibian identity? And that's something that I've really been trying to get across here, because I don't want to be, I came here as a Namibian, not as a Nama Damara speaking person or as a Bambu speaking person. I came here purely as a Namibian person.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? Please give me feedback and let me know what that means to you. And maybe I can use that, you know? So please just let me know, educate me a little as well on what the Namibian identity looks like. Thank you guys so much for putting me in this quest. Please include your listeners in letting me know what that means. And I'll provide feedback on what I end up sharing here.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much. See you guys next week. Bye.
Bye, Alina.
Thank you so much, you see, Alina.
I've been saying, Shaquan, I've been saying that we lack a collective Namibian identity. We lack it. There's no political willpower to foster the Namibian identity. As a matter of fact, we identify more with South Africa.
Yeah.
And American culture.
Oh, yes,
and
yes, yes.
Or certain quarters of Namibia identity with the Nigerian and Tanzanian and that part of the country more. You know, the whole Igbo thing and all that, the way how Nigerians speak and so on. There's a whole sector of people in Namibia that feel like that is how.
How, yeah.
Do you understand? But what is the Namibian identity? She got 90% of our slang.
Yeah.
Namibian slang.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe even more.
Yeah.
It's derived from outside.
From outside. Yes, yes. Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? And for the longest, because I'm an arts activist and I'm a creative practitioner, for the longest time, I've always said, yo, you guys are sleeping on the power of arts.
Mm.
Arts can actually create that identity that we long, yeah. that we sought.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll give you an example, Shaquan.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take the country where she is right now, Alina.
Yes.
She's in the States.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you watched a movie? And in that movie, they tell you that America is the greatest country in the whole wide world. Mm. One way or another.
Yeah.
One way or another. America is the greatest country to live in.
Yeah.
American food is the best in the whole wide world.
No, man.
American music. And yeah. there's even the and they even and you know what, there are even certain songs
yeah.
that you will hear in almost every movie.
Yeah.
Top of mind. That
emphasizes on the fact that it is the greatest country.
No, just their music.
Oh.
Just their music. Their agenda.
Mm.
Their way of life. How many times have you watched American content and it's about American football? American
basketball. Yeah,
and what
yeah.
is the other one? There's a third one that they all baseball.
Yes, yeah. yes.
The rest of the world does not care about baseball and bloody American football.
No, we don't.
But it's because they are putting out their culture using what? Arts.
Yeah.
Hollywood.
That's true.
Music.
And that should be evident. That's actually a good point because we realize how powerful it is through the way they carry and respect
yes.
their arts and culture.
Dude, we don't even care about Halloween.
No.
We're not supposed to care about Halloween.
But,
oh no, if it's Halloween time, you will see here, come on, Namibians, here, come on, Halloween, come on, wearing
skin masks. Decorating
whatever.
Businesses and stuff.
You have
stuff,
no
yeah.
business as a Namibian highlighting Halloween,
but yeah.
But that's how powerful American art and media has been.
Do we really know what Halloween is?
Do we really even understand?
Because
here's another one.
Yeah.
Juneteenth. Or what is the other celebration where they have like fireworks and stuff?
Oh, July the June 4th.
June 4th.
Something the 4th.
Something.
The Independence Mus, yeah.
We have no business worrying about those things. But no, we are here consuming it and we are consuming it with them and we are watching CNN and
July 4th.
Yeah. You see what I mean?
Oh, today is their independence.
Oh, so today is a big day
yeah.
for them.
Oh, but the one that you're referring to is yeah. Juneteenth.
There
yes.
we go. You see, things like that.
No, let's not even get started on how some people have started to celebrate Thanksgiving. Yo, I saw this last
Thanksgiving!
Thanksgiving. I saw it and I was like,
you have no business.
Wait, what?
What are you talking about? But it's their power
yeah.
of arts. It's their movies. It's
absolutely.
It's their music. It's Hollywood.
Yeah.
What is the Namibian identity? Mm. And where's the political world power?
Yeah.
And even the societal world power to carve out what is our thing? Instead of just consuming South Africa and America the whole time.
Yeah.
And I don't blame America. Fantastic. Great. And there's other examples. There's Bollywood. Right? Mm. What India is doing with Bollywood.
Yeah, yeah. But they're still flying in the air and that's not realistic.
And our kids are consuming it.
Yes, right?
They are consuming it.
I know.
Especially our nannies and you know, there's a certain sector.
When they sit there
and watch those Bollywood things.
What is the channel, guys?
What is that channel? That bloody channel.
What do you call those series or those soapies, those Indian ones?
Okay, no, that's not telenovela. Telenovela is also another one. Those are the Spanish things, I guess. What are they called? Damn it. But those channels, they sit there and they watch that thing. They don't even hear you when you call them.
Yes, yes. Because they are just infatuated by this person that's flying in the air.
There's Nigeria with Nollywood. Exceptionally powerful. Listen, it's the most...
Z-World.
There we go. Z-World. Low quality.
Thank you, Joyce and Tandago, yeah.
Low quality movies.
Yes, but...
Low. But it's you. Now we are out here talking pidgin English.
Yeah.
And we are out here.
Why
also,
you do that, yeah, that now?
Me, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is our thing?
What is our
thing? Sorry, I've preached enough. It's just I'm very passionate about this thing. It annoys me.
No, it's true.
It really, really annoys me. Freaking zero.
I think what's sad about it is the fact that I can't even think of anything on top of my head and I feel bad about it right now.
But when we ask the question, what are we?
Yeah.
I mean, fine. Kafana. Okay, and then what?
I am an...
And you know what, Ne? It can't be because we all drink. Please, that cannot be our identity, for goodness sake.
Do you think we drink more than South Africa?
What? Shake one, Namibians.
Do we drink more than South Africans?
Yes, we drink more than South
Africans.
What were the reasons? There were some numbers that were released. No. But early in the year. Shake one, we are top 10 in the world. You know how many countries are there in the world?
For us to be top 10.
For 2 million, 3 million people to be top 10.
It's the fact that we can't make it top 10 to the pageants and stuff and sports and khutersma, alcohol,
number one.
But also, what big throats are we having in Namibia? How up, man?
Don't just drink me, bro. I don't know what problems we have or what. Maybe life is very nice here. We just have extra money to be spending on boggles. But also drink. From Castello, from the low end,
yes,
up until the big bottles where we spend $30,000 in a club. Once a drink.
I think what's blowing me away is the fact that I know how much South Africans consume.
Yes.
And we consume. And their more. Nightlife is way busier than us.
Yeah. But we consume
But
more.
We consume more alcohol than them. I know, guys.
Yeah. So what is our identity?
Let us know.
Send us a voice note, 083-001-0029. When we get back, we will adult a bit. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, Stamps.
Shake One in NSK on 102.9.